Hello. Welcome to DebConf in Debian-Bof with Holger Lampson, Gunnar Wolf, Stefano Zaccheroli, and Murray Allen.
It's working. Is it on? Okay. So welcome, everybody. This BOF is essentially a debunking of last year BOF, which was called DebConf versus Debian. And the question that we have been trying to clarify in the past year or so is the relationship among DebConf and Debian. And I think among me and the DebConf team, we essentially reached the agreement that essentially DebConf is Debian. So DebConf exists because of Debian. And so this whole debate among being separate was just a moot debate that we don't want to push forward anymore. So during the past year, we have been working on, I think we have reached consensus on this point. So DebConf exists because of Debian. And we have been working, especially thanks to Murray, on setting of clarifying what are the main goals of this conference. So we have reached an agreement on the primary and secondary goals of the conference, which you can see on this slide. So the primary goals of DebConf, the main reason for DebConf to exist, is to enable face-to-face interactions among people who are working on Debian, among members of the Debian community, to provide talks and video for people who are working on Debian but cannot make it to Debian, and to provide time that we can use to work on Debian, very near together, and essentially a mega sprint that we can have in 1 week on DebCamp and also in the remaining time during DebConf. These are the main goal for existing of DebConf. And the secondary goals are essentially some sort of byproducts are to actually motivate contributors. And as you all know, if you have attended some DebConf, the enthusiasm at the end of the conference is something which is very important for Debian. And also to motivate the local community. So DebConf has a kind of a dual role for the Debian community and also to the local community where their conference is actually run. And this essentially explains why we try to move DebConf around the world year after year. So we have an agreement on this. We think this is the reason why DebConf exists. And having said that clear, we needed to essentially do some work to better integrate the infrastructure and the process of DebConf into those of Debian to avoid duplicating work, duplicating infrastructure, and essentially avoiding that we spend time on useless duplication and actually are more effective in both running Debian and running DebConf. So what has happened in the past year is that we have clarified the relationship among DebConf and Debian in the sense of that we have essentially made a delegation, which is the only tool we have according to Constitution to provide a formal relationship among the Debian project and something. And so I have delegated Holger, Murray, and Gunnar as the DebConf chair, which are not the people who do all the work or the people who decide everything, but are the people who try to reach consensus with the DebConf team on how the conference is run. We have also worked a lot on the DebConf finances, deciding that DebConf budget is essentially as part of Debian budget. For making easier to handle money, we fork off essentially a sub-budget of Debian at the first time we need to make an expense for a given DebConf. During the period that sub-budget exists, the chairs are responsible for approving expenses and this kind of stuff so that I do not have to approve any single expense that is needed to run DebConf. And as soon as possible, after DebConf is over, we merge back the budget into Debian budget. So essentially, the idea is that every year we have a tentative budget. We say DebConf is going to cost this amount of money. That budget is ideally approved by me as the DPL, forked off, and managed by the DebConf chair, and then merged back as soon as possible. By discussion with the Debian auditors, we will also have soon some sort of auditing of the DebConf budget by the Debian auditors so that they will be able to monitor what is going on, as well as any other Debian initiative. And this is the part of the finance. Do you want to add something?
Yeah, that the goal is to have a zero budget, zero
Thanks.
Income loss, zero loss over the years. It's fine if DebConf does a loss 1 year, but on average it should zero out or give a little profit to Debian.
Yeah, correct. So that's why if you've attended my talk on Debian money, I have essentially stated that Debian overall is not something that Debian spend money on, because on the average is amortized your cost. And even if we have only set this goal starting from this year, it is actually what has happened in the past. So if you look at the archives of DebConf team, there is a very nice mail by Richard Das, which have done some archaeology on DebConf budget, and it has been exactly like this in the past. I don't remember 3 DebConf, I think. And then we have already fixed various parts of the infrastructure overlap we used to have among DebConf and Debian. So the DebConf SVN repositories have been migrated to Alias. I don't remember when, but sometime last year. DebConf 5, okay, thanks. We have essentially merged the DebConf press team in the Debian press team, because it was not clear whether the DebConf press team was running or not. And so starting a few months ago, I guess, the press team of DebConf is the same press team of Debian. So this is all great, I think. But we still have some other aspect on which we want to work. And essentially, we have some infrastructure overlap which still exists. We have a separate wiki for DebConf. We have a separate list server for DebConf. We have DebConf websites which are not handled by DSA. We have a separate instance of the authentication based on UDL DAP. We have different set of system administrator for DebConf. And we also have some administrative stuff which is still separate. For instance, we have DebConf org domain which are not owned by SPI. We have hardware which is not owned by SPI. And we have a separate team which does fundraising for DebConf, while we probably want to have a general team, global team, which does fundraising for Debian as well. So by discussion at this conference, which we want to discuss with you and in the future on DebConf team, we have some set of proposals and open issues. So for what concerns wiki.debian.org, wiki.debconf.org, we think it should be merged in wiki.debian.org on some subpage /debconf or something. And that would require a step of conversion, because DebConf wiki is media wiki, while the Debian wiki is Moin. So there will need to be some conversion step, but then all the pages can be moved to wiki.debian.org. The list server, the list which we now have on DebConf, can be moved to list.debian.org, except that there is some discussion on short-lived list, which is something that historically Listmaster have had some issues with, so we need to talk with them before actually doing the move of all the lists. We haven't discussed it yet explicitly, but we think that DebConf website should be moved to some DSA-administered machine and managed by the DebConf team via some group. UDL DAP is something that I think is still open for discussion. So there is a need for DebConf team to actually be able to create account during the conference on the fly, but that maybe can be managed by having some subtree in UDL DAP, which is managed by DebConf team. And we have right now another system administration, the situation is not terribly clear. I think you know more about that than me. But the idea is to start with enlarging the current team so that it's clear that the team is an expression of the DebConf team. And then there are some other issues, like DebConf org, we agreed that should be moved to SPI, the domain. We haven't yet discussed hardware ownership, and we haven't yet discussed also the idea of merging the Debian fundraising team into actually converting it into a general Debian fundraising team. Andrew?
What's the rationalization behind the need to merge? What is the reason behind wanting to merge the DebConf wiki with the Debian wiki?
Well, in most of these parts, the reason is that we don't want to be have the burden of maintaining 2 separate services where we can maintain only one.
Content. Quite different to the content of the DebConf.
For me, it's mostly and foremost having the same wiki syntax. Whether we have 2 wiki instances or 1 is rather not the important part for me.
Again, it would reduce the problem a lot if the wiki maintainers would I haven't asked them, and I don't know whether they would be willing or not, if they would volunteer to maintain a DebConf wiki on the same machine using the same system. That would basically also fix the problem. None of these really, from my point of view, are short-term problems at all. It's more from my point of view, it seems not that sensible to be creating a long-term maintenance burden for each of these systems where we're requiring different admins, different people. And again, things like we end up creating separate solutions to wiki spam, for example, in case of a wiki.
So before we jump into the discussion, I have already finished essentially. I just wanted to mention that. So the part with the question marks are part in which there are still some discussion to be made. The parts without the question mark is stuff that is going to happen, but it will happen sooner if you help. For instance, the conversion of the wiki needs someone doing the work. And what we would like to discuss with you in this BOF is essentially, well, if you have a take on the issue that still need to be discussed, we would like to hear your opinion. But in particular, also if there is other stuff that needs to be clarified and fixed with respect to the relationship among Debian and DebConf.
Those are also not really hard requirements, but things we see which are doubled, where work is doubled. If there are reasons for the double work, and if it's going well, it doesn't have to happen right now. There's lots of duplicate work in Debian which has reasons.
So, go ahead, Andreas. Yeah.
So, first of all, I would really like to thank you for doing that, because I really think in the middle to long term, we would just waste lots of time for doubling solutions. So that's, I think, is a good thing to do for Debian as a whole. I know, as Holger said, there might be places left where we say, yes, we duplicate the work because it's less effort than to do it some other way. Then it's, of course, a well-spent effort. But in other cases, I just don't think we should double work just because there's DebConf and Debian. And so, yes, congratulations to that step.
Thanks.
I just wanted to mention, I spoke with Pabs at lunch, and he seems happy to work on the wiki conversion and merge. I'm sure he would appreciate other people working with him, but yeah, that does sound like something that he's up for working on. He's at the games BOF right now.
Thanks, Pabs. Pabs for DPL.
So about the websites, you're mentioning moving them to DSA, but this is not the important point about the websites. The important thing is the web thing. And you haven't said what you're going to do with it, if you're going to move it to the Debian webmasters team or...
Personally, I think the DSA is wrong. There should be the web team. Mm-hmm. It is open issues, to-do list, things we are thinking about.
Something I wanted to say really to the website too is that I think it's great, this kind of idea of merging stuff with Debian, but what I'm worried about is that usually in DebConf so far, there's many things that are a little more ad hoc, or there is people working that are not yet part of Debian proper. So I wonder if this will not be an impediment for them to continue participating.
For all the websites are already, we have a new website every year, as you notice. All these websites are already managed through SVN, which is on Alios. So the people doing the website work have no need at all to be logging into the machines to fiddle around with stuff unless something's broken when the admin should fix it.
Yeah, in any case, well, regarding what you said, who needs an account? We have some infrastructure that's, besides the wiki, for example, the interface to the lists. It was different due to the personal preference of the person who set up the lists at some point, and it will need some fixing, and we don't want to lose the links we have currently, but few people really require to have accounts on our machines. So.
Mehdi? There's a question there.
You didn't mention Penta in your list. Is that just you forgot about it, or?
Good point. I didn't mention it because we didn't discuss it.
Penta is—it's a good point. Definitely, Penta is such a huge.
So the question is: you didn't mention Penta, which is the conference management system. Go ahead.
We need somebody to maintain Penta to fix the bug to make it better usable or to set up something else. And setting up something else is very easy set and quite a lot of work. But I think it should be to the list that Penta maintenance is suboptimal, to say at least.
Yes, the problem with Penta is that, few people have access to it because it's very hard to set up. So, I don't have it in my laptop. I have it on a couple of live servers following the instructions of the gentleman who just raised his hand. It's quite hard to set up. It's quite hard to understand. Once you understand it, yeah, many people can hack on it, and it's worth having more people in the group of possible hackers. The thing is, few people are able to work with it, but we don't have anything better. We don't have anything that remotely gets us close in functionality to what we need. Again, on the other hand, Penta is quite over what we require. So it introduces, for example, to approve a talk, I must click on 5 separate things in separate screens. There are problems. If you have any better suggestion, please come and we should discuss it. But
Faden?
So this is not something that you decide, but in the spirit of that DebConf and Debian are close to each other and basically Debian, I'd really like to see DebConf members who are not Debian developers, like maybe Richard Darst or other people that are involved a lot in DebConf, to actually welcome them in Debian and have them perhaps as delegates for some things like...
See that. So they are welcome in Debian, yeah. But you know, we cannot force them
to
join.
We've tried this quite hard with Richard. He's not so keen. But.
I was just going to say that it looks like, just a quick overview, having worked on both teams over the years now, the only thing that's going to be difficult is the user management. UDLDAP just isn't up to the task right now, although working on that in the next year is something on my plate already, so we can try to add in ACLs to allow people to add users of certain types and things like that. We'll just need to think about it, and as always, guys, patches.
I would really like to have a comment from you, Jörg, but said they're not. And the other thing is, are there other issues you see with DebConf, or is all going fine except these things?
So can I just raise one more point about Penta, which is that while we currently don't have anything better, we are also currently on a heavily divergent fork from upstream. We are not contributing our changes back, and we have no Debian package for Penta. So just on the issue of sort of dog food or whatever, we need to. If someone wants to step up and try to fix those problems, it would be a really good thing.
Daniel, the problem with that is that, this is the third conference management system I have tried to make completely generic. And I think making a generic, complex conference management system is a fail from the beginning. This is a DebConf management system. It's been heavily altered to suit the needs of DebConf. Most of the changes we have made are not useful for upstream because, we even introduced a namespace called DebConf, and, it introduced a whole layer of complexity because everything must be checked on the regular tables and on the DebConf tables. So, yeah, I think others will disagree, but I think the fork is irreversible, and the flow that our conference follows is completely different from anything else.
That is true, I agree with what Daniel said. We should be proper upstream then and mm-hmm. publish our code in a repository. We have it on a Git repository, I think, and to create Debian packages. Also, the original upstream is kind of missing in action. Mm-hmm. So,
but if we do. If we decide we become our own upstreams, maybe we should also try to simplify Penta, to remove all the craft we don't use.
Any takers?
Let's make it DentaBarf.
I think before everyone piles on to the idea of becoming an upstream of DentaDarf or whatever, DentaDarst or whatever it's going to be, I think what Gunnar is saying, I think, is wise, but I think the Debian-specific changes to Penta are one thing that can be separated into a patch set, like we do in Debian packages that get applied. And then the other things that are actual bug fixes that we do to Penta can be pushed upstream, which we're not doing, and we can also receive upstream fixes from the upstream Penta development, which we're not able to do because all of our code is just jammed all together into a big spaghetti mess. So there are ways to actually separate out our specific needs for our specific conference and then apply them to what is upstream. But that requires managing our changes and merging the upstream changes into that, which is, in my opinion, less work than becoming upstream of an entire source code project, which is really quite a lot of work if it's going to be done properly. I have looked. It's frightening. Yeah. So I.
But I think that is
volunteering.
If you want to help DepConf and are not involved yet, hacking on Penta and maintaining it could really be a very, very, very good way. And it's good for an outsider to get started. We have a test instance set up, and it's not that hard to set up.
I mean, another thing, people often look, again, they start talking about Penta, then they look at the Penta code and run away a bit. There's been suggestions of course, people of replacing it entirely. I mean, one thing that could be done in principle, which wouldn't solve our overall problem, but would help some of the attendees who fail every year to register correctly due to the Pentrobarf UI, it might be possible to make a, if there's a volunteer in the room, it might be possible to make a simple registration UI, which has not got all the move things around the screen and hide them with JavaScript and so on, and just lets you register. But I'm certainly not volunteering to do that myself.
Also, another important thing to keep in mind with Penta is that we don't want to break all the information we currently have. I mean, our past conferences and all of the information in it are still, since Edinburgh, are still backed up in Penta, and we don't want to lose that.
So while upstream of PentaBuff might be missing in action, to the best of my knowledge, it's still used by the Chaos Communication Club, and they will have a big camp in 2 weeks from now. So clearly publishing bug fixes, I think, would be appreciated by them also. And while you say the fork itself is irreversible, I think there might still be room for bug fixes flowing two ways, both ways.
The CCC is also looking for a maintainer for Penta, so.
Everyone who wants to work on PentaBuff can just check out our code. We are having a Git tree for it. And mainly since one time upgrading after DC7, we are trying to have our own data that we are using for DepConf in an own database area.
Yeah.
So, and we are having a lot of SQL files actually setting up that extra area. So there is already lots of split up. Where we are not very good in splitting it up is actually in the RXML files which are producing the websites later on. In there, it's pretty hard to actually get out the patches and stuff. But whoever volunteers, just talk to me. We have the Git stuff for it public, so have fun.
Anything else?
Shall we do DepConf twice a year? Or other suggestions about DepConf and Debian?
What?
One other point, since most of the people in this room, presumably, if they didn't get the wrong room, are interested in how DebConf runs in Debian. Not all of the people in this room are yet members of the DebConf team. We are looking still for more volunteers to do things. This doesn't need to be a big job. It can just be you pick one thing that takes a couple of days once a year to do, for example, like someone, Anna, for example, has been doing room allocation but trying to not have her life taken over by DebConf the rest of the time. Obviously, we're also looking, I mean, at any of the different levels or different areas, because we've kind of had over the last few years, we've actually had the same few people doing a lot of the kind of core work and obviously there's always some rate of attrition, so it would be nice to get a few more people in, as for every other team in Debian, of course. So yeah, if you're interested, then it's unfortunately the normal Debian approach, just start doing work, and it works that way.
I think it's a very interesting way, I think, of contributing to Debian without doing packaging or this kind of stuff, and can be, I'm not myself a member of the DebConf team, shame on me, but as far as I can see, it can be very rewarding, actually. Even if you do a small job once per year, can be very rewarding.
Yeah, and despite my comment about just doing work, we are an area where it's easy to pop up in the list and say, I want to help with something, and we'll generally have 10 easy tasks that will take not very long each to do ready.
Mm-hmm. I think this, the last 3 years, including this one and the next year, the main people in the local teams have not been Debian developers. So, this is a very obvious thing. We can also consider, promoting this as maybe a way to get non-uploading Debian developers as one of the tasks.
Since Holger asked for 2 DebConfs a year, I had the idea. It may be worth a thought if the DebConf infrastructure could be made available to teams that make mini DebConfs.
It is available.
That's a short answer.
Everyone doing a Debian conference, no matter how many days it is, or if it's even one day only, they can have whatever resources they are needing. They can go to the wiki, to the list, they can have a website, they can have whatever kind of mail alias, whatever we are offering. And if it's large enough, it's enough people, we can even do pentabuff stuff. In that case, we want help from you with pentabuff anyways, but you can have whatever DebConf offers, basically. Just talk to us. We had the Panama MiniConf of, I think, last year it was, or the year before. We had India MiniConf for 2010, and for 2011 they also asked again. They mainly have lists, but they are planning to use pentabuff in the future, so we might get more people there this time. But everyone who is running a MiniConf, just come to us and talk.
The same is also true for the new video equipment, which we can maybe chip to the locations. We need to see with Eril, who is partly owning the hardware, but it is possible to ask, and if it's possible from Eero, we can send the stuff to other mini DebConfs.
And you can have free streaming included, because we keep the streaming set up running the whole year. You just need to talk to us.
Yeah. Mini DebConfs in Paris easily get the equipment, obviously.
We just changed the room of the equipment. It's not a big deal.
There's nothing else to discuss, or no other suggestions, complaints. Thank you.
Thanks.
You too. There are many, many people in this room who made this DebConf possible, so thanks.